Rabbi Yehuda Teichtal leads prayers in the Shabbat Lubavitch Berlin Synagogue. The Brooklyn-born rabbi says he's seen Jewish life grow and flourish in Berlin during his 20-year stay. And still, he says,
there have been challenges when on the streets just a few blocks from here, there were calls of death to the Jews.
Verbal assaults in the street are becoming more frequent in Berlin. The atmosphere in the Jewish community is tense.
Many people that look like I do, with a kippah on their heads and are very clearly visibly Jewish, feel worried. Of course, one worries, especially when one has children, and children ask questions. What are you supposed to answer? Why was a Jewish synagogue attacked in Denmark? Why was a Jewish supermarket with people shopping murdered in broad daylight just because they were Jews?
Rabbi Teichtal would also like to know why, as well as how to combat the blows these attacks have had on his community's feelings of security.
Feel less safe, definitely. But feel more important to show how proud I am. And although I know it's less safe, but I know that the day that I'll have to be scared of showing who I am, that's the day it's about to leave Germany.
Some people notice that we are Jewish people, and some react, some not. Jews, everybody hates them, but they're still there. They'll be always there.
But do you think everybody hates them?
I see it.
We came to live in Berlin from Ukraine 1 year ago, and we have lived in different places. And our biggest security is God. So I do walk around with a kippah, and I don't care about the people who don't like me.
By showing myself as a Jew, I will hide it, even though I think that it's not normal, it's not natural to hide your identity. I used to live in Germany actually about 20 years ago for 1 year. I never felt something like that, like what I feel today.
After the attacks in France and Denmark, Josef Schuster, the president of the Central Council of Jews in Germany, advised Jews to refrain from wearing conspicuous religious clothing in Berlin's so-called no-go areas, neighborhoods with a high demographic of Arab and Muslim residents. The General Secretary of the Central Council of Muslims in Germany, Ayman Meitzek, is also on record saying fear of anti-Semitic attacks in certain areas of Berlin is justified. However, Bernd Kürmer, the permanent secretary of Berlin, dismisses this view.
This public discussion about no-go areas keeps coming up. I find this whole discussion utter nonsense. There are no no-go areas in Berlin. Jewish people are safe in all areas of Berlin. I also don't see a huge rise in anti-Semitism here either. Sure, there is the occasional incident, but that's been the case for decades, and I don't see any noticeable rise in their occurrences in recent years.
When I played that newly recorded clip for Rabbi Daniel Alter, Commissioner for Combating Anti-Semitism of the Jewish Community Berlin, he shook his head in disgust and disbelief.
I absolutely disagree with him. I don't think that this is a realistic estimate.
And Rabbi Alter speaks from experience. In 2012, he was identified as a Jew and violently attacked by Arab youths in front of his 7-year-old daughter, who was threatened with sexual violence. A study by the Amadeo Antonio Foundation concludes that anti-Semitic acts in Germany rose by 10% last year. But Rabbi Alter doesn't need academic studies to tell him that. He, along with the entire Jewish community here, receive direct experiential information on the matter every day.
If you're talking about statistics, the numbers might probably not have risen in a significant way, but what has significantly changed is the fact that hatred of Jews is much more open and much more aggressive over the last 2 or 3 years. It's becoming more and more almost socially accepted. It's very far spread, and I explicitly want to voice that we should not only pin it down on the Muslim community, but we have a huge problem there. But the foundation for the escalation of that problem has been laid in the middle of our society.
Rabbi Alter believes up to one-third of the mainstream German population hold latent to radical anti-Semitic views.
If I look at the hate mails and hate letters we get, they are very often coming from educated people with a non-migration background. We have university teachers, doctors, scientists, researchers. This general mood of latent anti-Semitism is forming a kind of a base where other forms of anti-Semitism can blossom. This broad base, which we do have unfortunately, makes other forms of anti-Semitism, makes it more acceptable, more easy to spread, more easy to grow.
Although it's the physical violence against Jews that makes the headlines, Rabbi Alter says the more subtle expressions of anti-Semitism cause equal damage and suffering.
For example, if you're going to any schoolyard in a Berlin school, you will hear the word Jew being used as a derogatory term, as a curse, as an insult to other people on a daily basis. It's not only being afraid of terror attacks, of physical attacks, but there's also a huge mental pressure in the Jewish community which makes you feel uneasy.
The rabbi says he can understand why some French Jews are choosing to leave Europe for Israel.
A lot of people who move to Israel do so not because of fear of terror, but the feeling of being rejected. Your children hearing on the streets, on the schoolyards, on the playground, that there are filthy Jews, which at the end of the day makes you feel better when rockets are falling on your head than living in that kind of a situation. I can understand that perfectly.
In Germany, Jewish buildings and institutions are guarded 24 hours a day. This measure was implemented after a stunning massacre in Munich of Jewish athletes at the 1972 Olympics by terrorists. This extensive precautionary measure has certainly helped spare Berlin from the kind of attacks recently suffered in other European cities. Still, Rabbi Alter feels more security is not the answer.
More security is not going to change anything. What we do need to achieve is a broad understanding in the vast majority of our society that combating anti-Semitism isn't a fight on behalf of the Jews, it's a fight on behalf of a democratic society, of sustaining and keeping a democratic civil society alive.
Leah McDonnell, DW, Berlin. Vorbildliche Anweisung. Liebes haben wir auf Tisch gemacht, macht es.